This goes to Dr. Saxena, fax 989-817-4602, regarding Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Hunt, H-U-N-T, date of birth 9/25/1953. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hunt with primary hyperparathyroidism and history of elevated calcium levels, as well as hypertension. Her last visit was March 24th of this year. She did have a bone density study, which showed that she has low bone density results and was asked to increase calcium intake. Due to her primary hyperparathyroidism and the use of Sensipar 60 milligram daily to maintain normal calcium levels, we advised her not to take oral calcium. But at that point, she thought that she needed to stop the Sensipar, so she actually did stop that until the last week. And now she has resumed it because she misunderstood the significance of why she was taking Sensipar. And she thought her calcium was low in the blood, but it has never been low in her blood. So she's back on Sensipar. But labs did reveal an elevated calcium level this time, and this was done 9/14/25. Calcium was up to 11, and the albumin level was 4.1, so that was pretty accurate. So she has resumed the Sensipar, and that will normalize calcium levels. And she is denying chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood or melena, no edema or claudication, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, Sensipar 60 milligram daily. She's on Topamax, Trilipto, Lipitor, Zoloft. Potassium is 20 mil equivalent once a day, and vitamin B12. Physical exam. Weight, 163 pounds, and that's a 5-pound decrease over the last 7 months. Pulse is 61 and regular, and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 148/70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, 9/14/2025, creatinine level is 0.99, estimated GFR is greater than 60. The calcium was 11.0 with the albumin 4.1, sodium 139, potassium 3.4, carbon dioxide 20. Liver enzymes were normal, hemoglobin 12.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, primary hyperparathyroidism with hypercalcemia. She is back on Sensipar 60 milligram a day, and we will be checking labs, a renal panel with calcium level, and a parathyroid hormone every 3 months. And she will not take any oral calcium supplements. 2, hypertension near to goal. It's always slightly higher in the office, generally better at home. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.